Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
All right, guys, so this is our first Optimum 7 Surge session. We're going to be talking about the FFL and the online gun dealers and what the functionality on the industry looks like. My name is Duran Insi. I'm the CEO and co-founder here at Optimum 7. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. Go ahead, Joe.
Joe Hassoun, I'm the Director of Marketing here at Optimum 7.
I'm Tom Spencer, I'm a copywriter here at Optimum 7.
And I'm Carlo Ricordi, and I'm a content marketing specialist here.
All right, guys, so what we're going to discuss today is the FFL. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about here because we've been in this industry, or we've been consulting for this industry for, I believe, about 5 years now. And we know a lot about regulation, compliance. We know a lot about the functionality side of things, operational and logistics. So let's have a short discussion on this and where we can take this specific functionality and everything that goes with it. How can we move it forward? How can we get more business opportunities from this? So we're going to talk about the FFLs. Obviously, when you buy a gun online, one of the dealers needs to ship it. And when they ship it, they can't ship it to your home. You can't ship ammunition with the gun. You have to ship it to a different address. And when you ship a gun or any kind of firearm, mm-hmm. gun, rifle, you need to really ship it to a dealership that's approved or... Yeah. or
that is a federal firearm licensed dealer.
Yeah, there you go. So we call those FFLs, okay? Now, if you did look online, go to Google and FFL near me, there are certain functionalities for this. And the FFL needs to be registered with the ATF. And ATF has a specific database for these FFLs, for the firearms dealers. The logistic and the operational issue becomes is when you have a website and you're selling these guns online, it doesn't work like a straightforward e-commerce site. You need to have a lot of custom functionality. And we've built almost all of this custom functionality. But... do you guys, knowing what you know, Joe, what do you think about the ATF's database? Because as much as I know, it's not an updated database, correct?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely not updated. And then, I mean, not only is it not updated, but now you're requiring the customer to jump out of the purchase funnel, to go to another website, look up the FFL, grab the FFL, and then come back to complete their purchase. Mm-hmm. I mean, during that time, I mean, people change their minds all the time. So... having that functionality take place in one, you know, directly on your marketplace mm-hmm. is definitely, you know, going to result in more conversions.
Let's talk about ATF a little bit further. So ATF's database, I believe, approved FFL dealers mm-hmm. gets updated, what, once every 8 months or 7 months?
I would say if that. It almost seems like an annual update.
So there is no central primary database where somebody can go to see if an FFL license is valid or not?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so we've been talking about this probably for a few months, and it's just shocking that, you know, from a regulation or compliance standpoint, I could go online and sell guns right now and send it to end up sending it to an FFL that's not even active.
Yeah. That's not even active. It doesn't have a valid license. It could be expired.
Yeah, it could be an expired license, and then that's a big, big compliance issue. But the enforcement side of things, it seems like nobody's really enforcing this either.
I'm, you know, not 100% sure what the enforcement policy is. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you just think of the logistics of sending and paying for shipping for an item that now needs to, you know, get sent back because that dealer can't hold on to it, you know, it's just a nightmare.
Really. Or if they release it, and then when they release it, that becomes a...
Who's at fault? Is it the dealer, or is it the, you know, the FFL dealer, or is it the, you know, the store owner, the e-commerce store owner?
Or is it the ATF, because they don't have a firm database?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's just going to be people pointing fingers at, you know, at the next person.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about this functionality, but I want to... ask Tom first. What has really gotten your attention while you're doing the research about the gun industry online? What have you seen in terms of what people do?
Well, what leaps out immediately is that people, when they're looking to buy guns online, there is a massive difference from state to state as far as regulation goes. And that puts customers under all sorts of different obligations because they're in this position where they're ultimately the one responsible for the gun they're going to purchase. So if you're in California, you have to know whether or not you can order ammunition online, whether or not you can have automatic or semi-automatic delivered, and all those different things. As far as the content goes, to answer your question, a lot of it is oriented around different states, you know, helping people find the resource that's for them based on where they're searching, and outlining different things they need to be aware of. Mm-hmm. And in a larger sense, helping an online dealer become a one-stop resource for all of this information, emphasizing the importance of knowing it. Mm-hmm. Making that process as streamlined for the customer as possible so that, like Joe said earlier, they don't jump out of the funnel at any point.
Yeah. So it seems like, and again, you know, when we get a prospect or a client here at Optimum 7, we try to consult them as efficiently as possible. When we are dealing with one or two arms dealers as clients, or online gun sellers or online firearm sellers, we are dealing with, we would love to just do marketing or functionality and have it be at that, but we're dealing with, we had the same issue with the finance sector. We are dealing with compliance, regulation.
A lot of red tape.
Limitations with the way things are, mm-hmm. similar, you know, what we are dealing with the ATF database, and you know, the client is basically creating processes where they can now store all this information. I know for a fact that one of our clients needs to store this for 10 years. Every single gun he releases, he needs to store it for 10 years. It's not a digital system.
Yeah.
It's not a cloud-based system. It's literally, you're like making somebody sign, you got to hold on to that paper for 10 years. It's not efficient at all. How do you think this could be more efficient? What's the ideal structure? We've built a lot of functionality, but our stuff is kind of like patching here and there. It works. It works beautifully. But can you think of a centralized system that will address all of that? Or do you think, you know, somebody, do you think this has to be a governmental organization? Like, does it have to be ATF that takes care of this and takes the lead on this?
I definitely think the ATF is the one that needs to take a lead on this. I think any other third party trying to come up with a solution is going to run into the same red tape that we face, you know, when it comes to marketing, and now, you know, even when it comes to the e-commerce aspect of it. So I think ATF themselves need to find a more efficient solution that then could be integrated into any of these functionalities that we create to kind of streamline and make, you know, these dealers' lives easier. So I think the issue is that the FFL dealer for the most part, if they're a dealer and they're up and running, they have an FFL. There's no way they can't sell firearms without it. The issue is that the online retailers don't have a way of getting the most up-to-date license that these dealers have.
Yeah.
And it's not like these dealers are going out of their way to say, hey, here's my most up-to-date, you know, license. Make sure that this is the one that you have on your site so that, you know, consumers can attach it to their order.
Yeah.
That's the problem. There's no communication between the dealers and the online retailers when their license is, you know, updated.
Yep.
So that's kind of where, you know, how can we have an automated system that as soon as a dealer updates their FFL, either the supplier, you know, the retailer gets notified, or it automatically, you know, gets filed into the database that a consumer can find, click, and attach to their order.
Yep. So let's talk about the actual functionality, because I think a lot of the people who are going to watch this video or listen to this audio are interested in this. And this mainly addresses the people or the businesses that sell guns online or any type of firearms, or not even any type of product that needs to go through some level of compliance or some level of checklist, right? So when we look at this specific product here, what we're looking at is, again, the product page. This is a handgun by Smith & Wesson. Now, I add it to cart, and I just go to checkout here. And then you will see that on the right, we have the FFL functionality. And the FFL functionality allows the user to be able to find the closest dealer that is on file. So if I go here and if I put in my zip code and then I hit search, you will see everybody that is close to me that I can have this gun shipped to. But I have no license and on file ones. Now, if you select one, if the user selects one that does not have a license, then the system will automatically email or contact that dealer and ask for them to upload their license. And we have the contact information in the back end from the ATF database. Now, obviously, most people will
select something on file and they can pick it up. Let's say I want to pick it up from here. Once I click this, it automatically selects that. And if I want, I can change that selection. And then it forces the shipping to be that address. And the reason that we do that is because we have to ship to the dealer and it has to force. It can never, you see, you cannot really edit these fields. You cannot type anything into these fields. It needs to be forced. And then the user basically continues and checks out. Now, this functionality seems very straightforward and basic, but there's a whole backend that handles all the FFLs that are on file, that are not on file. It handles the FFLs by proximity, so there's a functionality there, and a bunch of other stuff in the background that enables this specific business to sell guns online and to make this process a little bit more efficient. So this is the most important aspect of shipping guns, selling guns online, and shipping guns online.
So this is how the functionality works. What it enables you to do is enables you or the end user to be able to go through one checkout funnel, define the FFL that they are going to, define the active FFL that's on file that they want the gun to be shipped, and it makes it very, very straightforward and efficient for the gun seller or the gun dealer to ship the item and their operational structure so that they don't have to do a lot of manual work, call the user, where do you want the gun shipped, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what we are doing at Optimum 7, as you guys know, that we're building an FFL API that's going to integrate with the ATF, and we're going to fix most of these structural issues with our API. That should be coming out in the next 30 days or so. But I know, Joe, you want to talk about something very, very specific and painful. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So, you know, now that Shopify has joined Amazon, Facebook, and some of these other retailers.
Google.
Yep. On their, you know, joining the ban on the sale of online firearms. You know, this is going to affect a lot of business owners.
So you can't open a Shopify store now and sell firearms, correct?
No. So they have banned. So how many firearm dealers do you know only sell a few types of guns? No, they sell all types. So by Shopify banning the sale of semi-automatic firearms, I mean, you're gonna that's gonna hurt every single online firearm dealer that's using the Shopify platform. You know, so what does this mean for them? You know, how are they gonna now take their operation elsewhere? You know, they're gonna have to migrate their entire site, all of their data, all of their inventory, all of their, you know, product data, order history, because like you said, these individuals need to have all of their history of each and every sale that they've done online.
Yep.
So everything's going to have to be migrated over.
Where do you think these Shopify people will go and where can they go?
I mean, it really depends. It depends on the size of their operation. It depends on what's their annual revenue. You know, if they're, you know, 2 million annual revenue, I mean, I think an easy transition for them will easily be BigCommerce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I would say, you know, once they're pushing that $5 to $10 million range, I think a lot of these dealers are going to look for a custom solution. They're going to look more for an enterprise level platform. They're going to look into Oracle. They're going to look into SAP. You know, VTEX.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that this is going to, you know, I think, you know, to be honest, it's not just going to affect Shopify from the, you know, firearm dealer standpoint. I think it's going to affect them from any online retailer that they have right now that's conservative. I think they're going to see this and almost take offense to it and immediately start to look for, you know, another solution.
Yep. So I got it. Well, what we'll do is we'll recap all of this. We'll put the transcription and we'll post it as a blog, obviously. Let's go through with that. And as we have more updates and news about the gun industry and how this is shaping up, we'll give more updates. Thank you guys again for your time. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover? Or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.